From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Official search for the cause of Saturday's plane crash. A U.S. military satellite detected a heat flash at the time a Russian jetliner crashed over the Sinai Peninsula last weekend, but the cause of the crash remains a mystery. Authorities have ruled out the possibility of a missile hitting the aircraft. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects. Kerry visited the country on the final leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. Earlier, Kerry was in Tajikistan for talks that included a focus on security threats.
And I emphasize the United States' commitment to continue to work with Tajikistan and with other countries in the region to strengthen the border security.
John Kerry. Authorities in Turkey detained 35 people Tuesday in an operation targeting supporters of a cleric accused of trying to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Media reports say the raids in Izmir came 2 days after voters in Turkey decided to give back control of parliament to Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party. The Doğan News Agency said police went to multiple sites in Izmir to detain senior bureaucrats and police officials. The arrests came as part of a probe against people backing Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be decided by the Syrian people and that keeping him in power is not crucial to Russia's objectives. A spokeswoman also warned that regime change in Syria could become a regional catastrophe. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A cyclone slammed into southeastern Yemen, bringing with it strong winds and heavy flooding. The rare cyclone caused damage in the country's fifth-largest city. Cyclone Chapala made landfall Tuesday in the town of Muglala, packing winds of up to 130 kilometers an hour. Iraqi politician Ahmad Chalabi died Tuesday at the age of 71. Iraqi media say he suffered a heart attack at his home in Baghdad. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Ahmad Chalabi was loved by some and reviled by others, but he will mostly be remembered for the role he played in the U.S. war in Iraq. As head of the influential Iraqi National Congress, Chalabi used ties with the Bush administration to lobby for U.S. military action in Iraq. He also played a key role in de-Bossification, the effort to sideline anyone with ties to the ousted Boss party. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The Taiwan government announced Tuesday that President Ma Ying-jeou will hold talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Saturday. It is the first meeting between Taiwanese and Chinese leaders since 1949. Mr. Ma's spokesman said the meeting will take place in Singapore and that no agreements will be signed. Chinese officials later confirmed the meeting. The head of the U.S. military forces in the Pacific says the recent deployment of a U.S. warship near a Chinese-built island in the South China Sea should not be considered a threat to China. Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, spoke to a group of American students at Peking University in Beijing on Tuesday. Thousands marched through central Bucharest Tuesday, demanding several senior officials resign after a nightclub fire killed 32 concertgoers on Friday. The marchers accused officials of accepting bribes in exchange for permits for crowded and unsafe clubs. Romanian prosecutors have ordered three nightclub owners held for questioning. The 2016 election is some time away, in fact a year away, but voters throughout the U.S. are voting Tuesday to fill state and local government positions and in referenda on issues affecting their communities. Voters in two states are electing governors. Pre-election polls show Republican Governor Phil Bryant is headed for an easy re-election in the southern state of Mississippi. In the state of Kentucky, Democratic State Attorney General Jack Conway and Republican Matt Bevin are locked in a tight contest. Voters in the large Midwest state of Ohio are deciding whether to legalize the recreational and medicinal use of marijuana. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.